Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Well, let's talk some Warriors. Warriors and Wiz. The Wizards are in town. Dave Johnson is the voice of the Wizards at Dave J Sports. Make sure you're following me. Joins us courtesy of the Umaga sign. Hi, Dave.
You know, all great things are stolen from somebody else, and I just heard your tagline, rich with content and morally bankrupt. So I might use that as my tagline tonight.
I push back on that. We are not rich with content, and we do have morals, but we kind of stretch it out a little bit. Good to hear your voice. Welcome. You're not in town, obviously. You're back in D.C. getting ready to do the game. But just let's Bradley Beal, just what a player he's become. And he missed five games, came back, and you guys finally were able to win. You beat Orlando. But I watched him the other night, Dave, and he hit the deck a couple of times really hard. One time he right on the hip. The second time he laid there prone and did not get up at all. Where's he at from a health standpoint right now?
Well, and as you just described, I'm in D.C., so it's hard in this season for all of us to really get a sense or a feel because we're not around the team like we once were. But the one thing about Bradley Beal is that he will play through, so you really won't know. I mean, he had a hip injury, and you need your hip to move, and that is obviously a concern. But as Scott Brooks said during that five-game stretch that you just outlined, he was listed as questionable, and it wasn't just a thing to put on paper. He was trying to go every game, and this is a credit to him. I would see him out there warming up. I'm thinking, all right, this is going to be the night, and he just couldn't go. As Scott Brooks said, he's coached, and he's also played with players that, you get an injury like that, and they say, well, we'll see in 2 weeks, but that wasn't Bradley. He was genuinely trying to play every game of that stretch, and then finally he was able to play against Orlando. But fortunately, he was recognized this year because he was an all-star last year. You don't average 30 points in a league and not make the all-star team. And again, he wasn't average 30 points because he was getting his and stuffing stats. He was also a career high in assists. He's just a complete competitor, and he's just a special player in terms of, he's decided to stay with the Wizards, even though it's a difficult time, but he's taken the approach that, like, this is my team. I want to be a part of the solution. And he's not, even though he's coveted by so many other teams, he's not looking to cherry pick to go for some quick fix winning.
Dave Johnson joining us, the Wiz in town to take on the Warriors. Russell Westbrook is putting up ridiculous numbers again, and he gets a bad rap. As a guy who sees him every single night, what's your thoughts on him, and has your opinion changed since he became a member of the team?
Well, that's a good question about has his opinion changed. We didn't see him that much. I mean, you'd see him on TV, but in other words, he was in the Western Conference, so we'd only go up against him a couple times a year, and he always seemed to break the Wizards' heart, whether he was in Houston or Oklahoma City. So I had a very high opinion of what he was doing. But the rebounding stat and the fact that he almost gets triple doubles. The other night, he almost had one before halftime. It really needs to be appreciated. He broke our franchise record for most three-pointers in a career. A guy named Darrell Walker had it over four seasons, and he did it in 30-some games. So the rebounding stat's the one that really impresses me. He's not 7 feet tall, and it's his desire and want to on every play. Now, there's the old saying, your biggest strength sometimes is your biggest weakness. I mean, the problem with him this year has been, too many turnovers. But and again, a guy who has the ball that much, any player has the ball that much, is going to turn the ball over. But it's those turnovers are out of want to, where he wants to make the play. And again, with the situation we've had this year, and as I was just talking to your wonderful play-by-play guy, Tim Roy, about, you know, you lose certain players to injury at times, it puts more pressure on somebody like a Russell Westbrook.
Now, he's morally bankrupt, the elevation sensation. Not us. So I'm glad you got that straight. That's where you got that line from.
Yeah.
You know, so Russ comes in the trade right before the start of the year for John Wall. And John Wall and the Rockets are coming in tomorrow night. Warriors have back-to-back home games. Take me back. You mentioned about Beal signed the contract, and he's not looking to jump. The feeling we got around the league was that there was a little friction between the two of them, between Beal and Wall. You know, how would you categorize that? And then because they did acquiesce to some degree and they traded John Wall and Beal's the guy, you know, because everybody's got, you know, trade scenario where Bradley Beal is traded. Dave, do you think Tommy Shepard and ownership there in Washington at some point in the offseason will seriously have to entertain trading Bradley Beal?
I don't, personally. But I don't, and the only reason I put a butt on that is as we know, things can change in the NBA. But just knowing Bradley's commitment to the franchise, commitment to the city, and again, it's not just a lip service. So I don't get that sense. And I also, even though this season has not gone the way the journey was supposed to go, in some ways, we always knew this was not going to be the Wizards are here season. They were not going to arrive on the scene and jump to the next level. So I think, you know, Bradley knew that this was a, you know, you get a Russell Westbrook, you know, we've got young players. This is a young team. This is still a building process. So I think he's very much in the Wizards' future plans to the point when, you know, Tommy Shepard recently, we acquired a couple of players, Daniel Gafford and Chandler Hutchinson. And you know, he's a guy that Tommy goes to Bradley and talks to him about trades and keeps him very much in the loop. So he very much is the face of the franchise. So I don't see that changing. In terms of, you know, I just know with Wall and Beal, when they were both healthy, and primarily Beal had been healthy until this year or until recently. He's not missed a lot of games this year, but obviously just had the recent injury. But when those two were together on the court, it was some fun stuff. And I think about, you know, 2017, we were so close to the Eastern Conference Final, just one game away, and you're thinking, right, it's really coming. And then Wall, unfortunately, couldn't stay on the court through injury, and as you know, in Golden State, is much as the old cliche about every team goes through injuries, et cetera, you lose certain players to injury. You're just not as good.
Dave Johnson, the voice of the Wizards. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, but in terms of, I don't get too caught up into a friction or whatever. I always tell the story. Wes Unseld and Elvin Hayes, two of the greatest names in not only NBA history but Bullets history. Did not get along at all, but they won an NBA championship.
Is that true? I really didn't know that.
Yeah, no, that's true. They were, in other words, on the court, it was great.
Oh, great. Yeah,
but they were not, you know, and they would. But again, I think also as teams are really just like offices, like you and I work in, or like people listening to this work in. You don't necessarily, your best friend is not always your coworker. Maybe you don't necessarily jive with him, et cetera, but when it's showtime or when it's time to get the job done, you get the job done.
Sometimes you host a 4-hour radio show with a guy, you can't stand him, Dave.
Right. Well, I was waiting for you to bring that up. You guys are today.
Believe me, we fake it during the break. Don't talk to that. Don't let me talk to that guy. I don't want to talk to that guy. one guy that intrigues me, just because the Warriors, I know, were interested in him, the rookie, Denny Avdija. I know he's off to a slow start. He's a young kid. He's a bit like Wiseman. He's got a lot to learn. But from some of the flashes I've seen, he's a guy that I think has a future. What do you think?
Yes, and but you also just hit the nail on the head. Is I think we need to all appreciate what a great league the NBA is. There's billions of people on this planet. And we've got the best 500 basketball players in the world. that means, you know, congratulations or whatever you did at whatever level somewhere else. There's going to be a learning curve. It's like the old people saying, the NBA, there's no defense. No, it's not about the defense. It's about those players are that good. You can still play the best defense and they can still score on you. So, he's definitely got so many things going for him, including his, you know, his basketball DNA and his background. Coming, he is only 19 years old, but he's been a pro since he was 16 and playing in Israel and in the EuroLeague. So what's going to help his growth in the NBA, playing against older men, is nothing new to him. That's what he's done his whole life, as he's always had to play above himself, above a level, and kept achieving to the point where he's a 16-year-old professional with his club team in Israel. So, you know, when you look at Wizards team, he is certainly part of the future. A guy who won't be around tonight because of injury, and it's been a big blow to our season, was we lost Thomas Bryant to a knee injury early on. So there's some nice young pieces that this team believes it is building around, and we just need to get them on the court together.
Hey, Dave, when you were chatting with the great Tim Roy, I assume he asked you a little about the glove son, because the Warriors just signed Gary Payton II to a 10-day.
Yeah.
And he was with your club the last couple of years. His offensive numbers are so-so, but does he guard like Daddy?
Well, there's plays that we talk about on the broadcast, like, that looks familiar. There's a reason the Warriors wanted him. There was a reason that he's been able to craft an NBA career. He's a great pickup for a club because he just has this this vibe about him that will make a difference. It did when he was here in Washington. I know that's not a clinical scouting term, vibe, but I'm just throwing that out there, that he's one of those players that you say, you know what, that's one of the good guys in the NBA. And, but sometimes there's not enough room at the end to keep a player at a certain salary level, and that's why guys like him might move around. But that's a good pickup for the Warriors, as obviously you guys are going through your injury challenges.
Dave, thank you so much for your time and your insight. We appreciate it. Hopefully, we'll talk to you soon, and hopefully, we'll even see you soon. That'd be good.
Anytime. And again, that's you're carrying me through the rest of the day. Rich with content, morally bankrupt. If nothing else happens to me today, I learned that.
Thank you, David.
That's great. Thanks, Dave.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.